are, like the lady who made the most phone calls in the Peoria headquarters and got the interesting thing of such and such, you know, and that kind of stuff. But it'll be good, both morale builders in the headquarters and human interest stories in the area.
Julie makes some changes.
Yep, right. But we'll give them a kind of a supply that they can sort of pick up when they feel like it.
I'm talking crucial areas, and you won't be able to make it right now, because you should make them, like, use the White House operator.
Right.
The West Coast is.
Right, so these are not, they don't need to be done.
It's great. Great idea.
Urgently, so that's that.
Okay.
On the attack business, or the, you know, this, we'll start with the governor.
I want to check.
Didn't do his corruption show last night. I don't know what the hell, whether he ever really had one or not. He did an absolutely terrible, McGovernized version of the man in the arena, of the old Nixon Q&A's from 68. He was in a weird setting with people all around him in a circle, and yeah, not neatly arranged. It was all some television man's dream. That ordinary citizen types, Republicans, Democrats, and independents, old and young, black and white, you know, all that kind of crap. And they asked him questions, and he answered them. And they said, like, I don't know what he was saying. Why do you want to be president, and what are the reasons that we should vote for you? You know, tough questions like that. There's somebody that's very boring.
Our necessary questions. Ours, at least, we made them talk, you know.
But fine. This was clearly edited, and it was clearly, because each question was very ordered and neatly asked, and his answer was very voluminous.
One. They'll never take him on.
Oh, they won't take him on, but it also didn't do him much good. It was a neat arrangement of issues.
Oh, it was education, not one word, but the other things with regard to our documentary. Do you get anything? The only thing I wonder about that, looking to the future, is whether we get any positive reactions to the goddamn thing, or.
Well, we ran Saturday night, so you won't.
You ran Saturday night. Well, watch for that for you, maybe, I don't know. We should do maybe just a poll on that, but that'd be helpful. I'm just trying to say,
yeah, things like that are hard to poll for, because it's, you want to
find
10% of people that saw it.
I get it. Well, maybe we just got to get professional judgment on it. I'm just thinking in terms, Bob, of trying to pick the right crew to do whatever the hell we're going to do over to the library, see.
Mm-hmm.
Be sure it has this dark story theme and so forth. Did you see it?
Yep. I saw it. I didn't see the beginning. I saw it. I thought it was extremely good. And it's one I hadn't seen because it's a revised
version. What is it?
Version.
Is it domestic?
No. It's the Change Without Chaos. It covers a little domestic, but it's primarily
not total.
Primarily
even more
foreign, heavily loaded, as always, with China and Russia, and just awfully good. It's, but there's good domestic stuff too. It goes through, and it's a pure political one. It isn't one that's it's a different. The one we do afterwards is going to have a totally different mission than this one.
Yeah.
This one has a mission of hitting specific points. The one after the points, political points that we want to make.
Yeah.
The majority tying in the ethnics and the.
What is the present analysis? I know, of course, the main problem is because they were. The Chinon talking before he was on a trip, so the East Position Conference is the way you say.
Well, the present basic strategy is Ziegler's going to go out with a very strong personal reaction today of indignance. And
the attacks
discuss, really.
Let me say a couple, three things that occurred to me as I read, I deliberately thought I better read these for a change. The main thing they're trying to do is to tie it to me personally, and second, to indicate that I was not telling the truth. You may not have got this yet, but I did when I said that.
The way they have to do that is to link the spaghetti thing with the Watergate, which
right,
they're trying to
drive, right. Now, let me ask you a critical question. Are they linked?
No.
Under no circumstances.
Well,
nobody here knew about it, huh? Because I think we hired I don't want water getting out of them lying.
But the water gate, no.
Okay.
And they are not linked, except in the sense that Howard Hunt.
Worked on both.
Worked on both, and I guess, because he apparently was in contact with Segretti.
I just wonder whether Chapin or DeGrasse were involved in the water gate.
No, sir.
That's the important thing.
Chapin hasn't been linked. Chapin was related to Segretti.
Structure. There's not, no water gate. No one hears on the water gate.
Nope.
Well, I don't think so, because we don't have anybody to sue, but that was basically a committee of that one.
That's for sure.
I just don't want, I want Segretti to lie about this. I don't want anybody to lie about the water gate thing, you know what I mean?
Right.
If we are, we've got to admit it, you know what I mean? Because I have said it, and I'm out there to help live. That's the only thing I'm concerned about. Now, I don't care about the little games. I mean, that's their job. I mean, they've got to play the games and so forth. Now, are we absolutely clear on that, Bob?
Yeah.
Nobody is on the water gate. Is that then Chapin wrote that? What will he say? He'll say that that's just, he'll say first it's not the water gate. Then what is he going to say about the others that just say this is hearsay? What's he going to say about Kampach? How does he handle that? That's what I'm talking about.
I don't.
No, the thing is, how does Segretti, Ziegler is not, I mean, I don't think that the story that we had here, that all of this was a result of a little conversation that Segretti had, you know, quite stands up in the sense that.
Oh, it's clear this time stuff comes out of, has to come out of justice of the FBI. It is, it's a different story.
Out of the Okay. All right.
Yeah, the Kampach involvement is another
problem.
Well, it's another way to try to tie to you, too. But Kampach also has something to do with the water game. As I understand it, there's no.
I was in the right terms of Kampach. What's he going to say about his attorneys and so forth?
He's not going to get into it.
Yes, sir.
He's going to hit on this, you know, the whole line of the. Press taking this on
by
association,
they went to the same colleges. Right, and he's right there. Why should I say about this? I'm going to bring this next to you, so I don't want to. She's a graduate of the University of Southern California. I just want to remind you, she's also a graduate of the University of Southern California. And so is O.J. Simpson. That is his concerns. Stick a little bit. Now, second point. What are they going to say again? The main thing you have to live with, you know, that's the main point. Telling the total truth. Don't go, don't tell it all when you need to, but tell it exactly.
Well, it's not going to tell anything because the White House is not, should not, our, the plan is to straight on all the questions. There's no intention of answering anything, of getting into the merits or identification or anything else of these people. It's to get what the hell is the press doing, building this case on this thing? He's going to be very outraged about this whole thing. Then he'll be asked, is the president outraged? And he's going to say, I'm not going to characterize the president's position. I'm speaking for myself on this. But I can tell you that the president doesn't concern himself with press matters. That's my job. The president's concerned about the issues in this election. And in that regard, it's very disturbing to see the issues being ignored while there's this obsession with
the evaded. I'm going to say not ignored, but evaded.
Yeah.
Evaded, not ignored, because the opposition obviously feels it doesn't have a good case on the issues. The opposition press, put it that way. The opposition media feels it doesn't have a good case on the media. So they're talking about, so they're trying to make a phony case.
Then we were just talking to McGregor about the idea of McGregor going out and pulling out all the stops on the double standard. And where are the front page stories about the rash of burnings of Republican headquarters, breaking in, and all the other side of the story, the attacks, the mobilization of demonstrators, the obscenity shouters, and the attempts to shout down the president at rallies, the insult and shouting of obscenities at his family,
his first lady, members of his family.
And, you know, we got our mom, good thick white paper on that whole thing. That
verse says, I don't, that verse is a cop out, which doesn't help us in one sense. It just says, you're not, you know.
Yeah.
And they're
no, but what it says, no, what it says is
case where,
no, but you put it in a different term. You say, you get very upset about some young guy who's out sending pizzas to somebody's fundraising dinner, and he can interject, incidentally, we love pizzas at our fundraising dinners, so, you know, the Italian slur, but that they get all excited about that, but nobody seems to be concerned about
what
the real level of
terrorism is really talking about here. I don't really have any idea about it. I have never heard of anything that was particularly effective that was done.
Apparently there was in the primaries, but Ehrlichman has turned that, and we'll stay with that line too, that it's hard to believe that that you could pin, when you have Hubert Humphrey, Ed Muskie, and Georgia McGovern running very hard against you,
yeah, other Henry Jackson.
It's hard to believe that we would be very much concerned with getting up one or the other. There's other people with far stronger motives. A lot of
why think it is now
for the prices for that.
What is it? What do you think now? Is it why?
Oh, they get into the disruption of rallies, the planting of people in headquarters of one candidate to spy and report to another candidate, to the diversion of crowds, the disruption of meetings by telling people the meeting's been canceled or the candidates are going to come.
Why does this follow? You mean this follows a great we picked or somebody, Jim picked. He didn't told at all that he knew he was a Democrat, all these things.
Yeah, I don't think he did this. I think this is what his plans were. I don't really know, but I don't think
he told us that's what he was recruited to do.
Yeah,
he tried to recruit somebody and kind of see to do the same thing.
Yeah, that's the guy that they've got a lot of stuff of this descriptive nature, the kinds of things he wanted to do as an example. And then they're hanging the thing the only one that seems to me to have any weight on is these scurrilous personal attacks on one candidate ostensibly by another, done by actually a third party. And they can't pin any of that. They have right.
Zager should say that's, of course, that's unconscionable. If he gets into that, but this, he should not comment upon laws. See, the main point he's trying to get, which he may not have anticipated, is what is the president think of this kind of activity? He said the Watergate was.
He's got that.
He's got that.
He's got that set.
What's he going to say? That I don't like it.
Yeah, and then, you know, say
that. As a matter of fact, he doesn't think it. And also, let the record show that the president has spoken out strongly and issued instructions to all of his people against violence, disruption, rallies, heckling, etc. across the country, and you will note that there has not been any from our position
that
we're supposed to have, but maybe it had. See my point? The opposition has been absolutely mum. I mean, has failed to fall off the, you see what I mean? And I heard back on the other side of the president, I think the president's attitude has been indicated that he has given orders that are being carried out of no disruption. You understand what I mean? No disruption, no violence, no heckling. I know it's hard to handle, but I think it's really very important to have in mind the fact that we cannot be in a position of condoning what was done.
Nope.
Because people think it's worse than it was. That's the whole point. And it wasn't. I mean, the whole point is, second point is, of course, you've got to separate it from Watergate and point out that there was a huge investigation here and all these people have given statements.
Okay. That's the area he's going to get into, I think, too.
Is.
Well, the point that there's...
And what he's going to say about this, was the president asking the question? Was the president aware of this kind of activity? What's he going to say?
Certainly not.
Right. Does he approve of this kind of activity?
Certainly not.
Yeah, who didn't? What's afraid? What about the funds for it? What's he going to say?
He's not... See, that's why he's going to take this attack, and he's going to say... I'm not going to get into all these things, and you can report that I've denied, refused to answer 29 times if you want to, and you can report this. But I want to say this, and then go back the other way. And then, it, the idea is to hit this farm today by Ziegler here and by McGregor outside, and then not to say anything, say we've covered that.
So
and now let's turn to the issues.
From now on, I would say we're nothing to lay this wheel and swarm. After hearing the hearings, it's sort of trying to bring them all in. Our voice is going to be a little bit of a work. What do you do, for example, with this community? Campaign activity?
I don't think we can get around that. First place, well, Erlichman's already laid the basis of executive privilege, not on the basis of this case, but on the basis of principle. He did that yesterday also. He said, we consistently claim executive privilege, not on the basis of the merits of any individual hearing, but on the question of the basic separation, principle of separation of the two branches. Reason is
to put it on a more positive light. All this shit today has had relatively little effect.
Right.
The whole purpose of this is the, if you want to put down a term, I would call it, it's the last verb of the Eastern establishment. The last verb of the Eastern establishment. They just can't digest the governance. Okay? If the Colson people are able to let the current of that. Now, the point is that, that's exactly what it is they're trying to make sense.
Sure.
Now, the best indication of your time thing and so forth is to read the news summary. That the light is on endorsement 150 out of 175 of their editorial.
Thank God. I was alarmed when I heard that light was going to endorse. But I think we've got a beautiful thing set now, which is, see, they tried to turn that yesterday on the Time story, Bob Clark, said Erlichman was discrediting the Time.
Erlichman had that fact that he did 150. Okay.
No, he didn't. But what he said, well, Life magazine's endorsing the president, has announced they're going to endorse the president, and yet Time has this thing. Now, do you still feel that this is a thing? And Erlichman bounced it by simply saying, well, obviously you've been given advance information that I don't have the privilege of having. I get my Time magazine tomorrow. And,
getting to our way, though, he may have to start the media thing earlier.
Well, the Life thing is sets us up beautifully. It's because they were going to endorse today, yeah. this week's issue. They held it up because of this petition of the editorial employees who are petitioning they prefer the governor. That makes a news story out of the fact that you don't be fooled by Life's endorsement. Sure, somebody up there endorsed, but the people that write the stuff that's in the magazine and decide what goes in it and where, obviously have declared themselves from a governor.
Just like the others.
Sure.
Of course, we have some newspaper endorsements, as three have seen.
Including some that, but we've never even, right. Including some we've never,
we've got virtually all of the ones coming in that we shouldn't have.
Now, Rogers hit me yesterday on saying, he heard it a couple days ago, on saying that he thought he was being successful in persuading the Post not to endorse McGovern. And I said, geez, I hope God you would stop that.
Oh, God.
And I said, that the Post should be flying under their true colors, which is McGovern's house organ. And for God's sake, don't do anything to stop him from endorsing. So he got the point, but. He thought he was doing us a great favor by keeping them from endorsing.
Well, Bill's by asking my scheme. But he did a hell of a job for you.
He did do a good job.
Or a hell of a job. Well, so much for that. Not, but also putting in perspective in terms of polls and so forth. When you read both Time and Post, find out trying to make something out of it. Cut 39 to 30, and McGovern gained 2 points or more points. They are heard about. These people are in one hell of a shape.
Sure. Area. Oh, yeah. And they're totally distorted.
And our own polls confirm.
We caught them on the radio line. They're saying Nixon has dropped 9 points in the Yankelovich poll in a week. Now, that isn't what happened at all. What happened is that Nixon has dropped 5 points in the Yankelovich poll in a month.
Who's the radio on?
That's what they're hearing on the local radio. They give the Yankelovich figure and say a drop of 9 points for Nixon. Now, it is a drop of 9 points in the margin, but it's not a Nixon drop of nine. You dropped 9.5, he picked up 4. So it's a move of 5 points to McGovern, is the best you can put it. Oh, that's all right, but it shows you what they're doing. Then you look at the Post today, it's fascinating. They got, of course, the Chapin story, but then they got three successive pages. The whole page is devoted, to Kleindienst, the political attorney general out campaign. The next whole page is devoted to Bill Rogers, the political secretary of state on television yesterday. And the next page is devoted to Mel Laird, the political secretary of defense, spending his whole time campaign. Right. In other words, their thing now is to try to hang the thing that the entire world is out here campaign. No, no, you don't.
It's fabulous.
30 points.
The East from the world is every bar, let me tell you.
And that's in the 16 key cities in the East.
Yeah. And all the country.
Well, but they are, I don't mean East, in the North.
I think it includes Texas too.
Yeah.
And Texas, that's all.
But it doesn't give you the balance of the South, because the South, proportionately, the South is not well represented in Colombia.
Which is perfectly all right with me.
Nor are the mountains.
Yeah.
Which is our strength.
Perfectly all right. Gallup's catch is very good.
Sure.
Better than you.
And as I said, they shaved it another point, so it's the 34 instead of 35, so that's a 26-point lead, so that's a shift of 1 point. So then, Chuck makes the point, it's a very valid one, that all our people need some leadership. You need and that's why we want Clark to do something.
Send stuff of all the surveys.
That's the point. Surveys. Right.
This is a vicious attack and so forth. You see, Don, why they have to have
the problem that they have, and it's a very understandable one, they don't know what the truth is. Just the questions you're asking, they have to ask, does it come to the White House? Was somebody here directing this thing? Because they don't want to go out and deny it on the next day.
He's going to inquire specifically.
Yeah, I think so.
I think you should. You could say that is absolute, that's right, that's right. Then, of course, that's wrong. Are they involved in this? You should say no.
The only question on Watergate at the White House is that supposedly some of those reports came to Timmons, and that maybe I would just say that it's going to be nice.
That's been done.
Yeah. I have a feeling that the problem, the only possible real problem there on the Watergate tie-in is that there, back in the early days, there were sort of summary reports made of intelligence gathering stuff and Watergate input, which none of us knew the Watergate was going on, but Watergate input might have been in some of those reports. Just like now, I get a report every day on what's going on in the McGovern campaign and the Shriver campaign. Now, it's my understanding that those are being delivered by people that are traveling with those campaigns in the press corps and are letting us know what's happening. And they're not being obtained by any illegal or underhanded means.
I suppose they are. Underhanded, isn't that what
you're talking about? Okay, what do I mean by bugging? Bugging the candidate.
Bugging is not the other side. Yeah, that's what irritates us all. You know what I mean? It's, yeah, that won't irritate us. That's a different matter.
The reports we get are just
what I'm talking about.
Said they're usually just from the press.
Why I want to be sure Malik has taken that gun and Magruder. You sure they have over there on our own campaign committee?
Malik.
Almost impossible.
Malik, I trust the guy.
Other guy than most.
Malik is.
He has other homes, anybody else.
Right, right. And he has a thing where on every leak, they have to, they plow through them, and he's been doing, he went, was doing that here before they went over there, the leak project, and he has a couple of people that mercilessly plow through those, and scares the shit out of everybody when they do it. And the theory there is just to make people aware that it's being checked, and not that we're gonna catch any leaks after it happens.
Also.
Well, and so somebody who might leak some other time is aware that he may.
Say what? Yeah, I think that's fine, I think it's strong, countering type of.
And we haven't found that there's any evidence of leaks in, out of our stuff. Of course, we've also not told people very much, yeah.
Well, one thing in preparing my notes, if the severity thing shows up, you know, we got them, careful to recruit people.
Yeah.
Because he's obviously a black man, you know, I mean, he's.
Well, he's not really. And
he's not.
No, and even Dean, who's covered on him before, but is dealing with him now. Yeah, but he was scared. He was talking to a guy that he thought was a friend and a lawyer who was going to help him.
He go, and he went and did it, really.
I know, he was stupid.
Unbelievable. To go over and mention Kampach and everybody else in this one.
He didn't mention Kampach. He didn't give Kampach his name. He didn't give this guy Kampach's name. That's, they're going on a string of circumstantial evidence to tie Kampach in.
Okay.
Kampach was named at the grand jury. And Time obviously has that because, see, Time names Kampach with authority. The Post does, the Post goes on circumstantial because he did say he saw a lawyer in Newport. At one point, and then they say it must have been Kampach.
But you think that ever since Kampach, he's a man of some standing and so forth as well?
Well, they felt, no, I haven't gone through the whole rationale.
Well, just under yesterday. For a couple, 3 days at least, he's going to be on vacation or something.
Yes.
Get up. It's with us. It's news.
he goes. Well, you got San Francisco State, San Jose State, and Stanford and Cal, all within, you know, a few miles.
So the kids close.
And you got 30,000 students at each of them. They can't go without those.
You the rest would have to agree with me.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Shows don't matter much.
Yeah, it matters that you gotta do a little bit. If you hadn't done Atlanta, then they could get away in believability with the government crowd stuff. Having had the show in Atlanta, they can.
For all. Well, I don't think so. They should announce. I'm gonna get rid of that date. I don't think he should announce to TV you. Because I don't want to feel in the same thing here. What do you have in mind? The trip to, for example, the trip to Philadelphia, the trip to New York is supposed to be announced today, right?
Yeah.
I think that's a mistake.
We may have to.
All right, hold on. Okay, then do it. But I wouldn't do it.
We can maybe do it in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Philadelphia, we can wait till afternoon because we've still got to make sure on details. New York.
I'll put out New York.
We can let New York put it out from up there and then we'll confirm it this afternoon.
All right, fine. Why don't you do that?
Let both be.
Let me get the date of those.
Let it leak out. We'll confirm the daily news report.
Why don't we confirm this?
Inquirer.
Okay.
But Rizzo will give it to the Inquirer.
Whoever paper he wants.
Give it to both.
Yeah. And then we'll confirm here. That gives him a chance to do the story, and we'll confirm that he's invited the president. Is that it? I think the radio should be Thursday on production. So I think Ziggler can announce that this afternoon on the national radio address first.
Okay, you want to schedule Wednesday here then, or just leave it open?
No, this week I've got to start thinking about how I'm going to speak about the rally, it's fine. And also I'm going to have to do work in these radio talks, you see, and the rest. So I just don't want anything scheduled for now, the next 3 weeks actually.
Well, tomorrow you've got some things.
That Friday, you know, that's what we have to have.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, right.
But to do that.
So we'll keep, I'm saying we won't even do anything. So you have nothing scheduled today, you have nothing scheduled Wednesday, you have nothing scheduled Thursday.
Sure.
Let's leave it that way.
Let's leave it that way, and then we can use that for
in-drive things, right? And to the radio address on Thursday.
We have nothing. If you think there's anything you think is useful, we'll do it about it.
No, sir. I sure don't.
Yeah.
you read every story that all, where every mayor said,
oh.
I know, but I'm talking about the Mayor Burke story. There's, you can have a story like that for every city in America.
Right. And they all want me to come.
Everybody wants you to come. And just because one gets in the news summary, we can't.
I was talking about Anglovich.
Fortunately, we happen to be going to.
I was talking about Anglovich, right? And I thought, well, if it fits Cleveland,
right?
We do Cleveland. Rather than doing a Rumsfeld type sucker, do a Tulsa type sucker, right? That's what I meant.
Well, the other thing they said they, you want to do is basically what we're doing in Ohio. Steubenville, Youngstown, Youngstown.
It's great. So the Radio Thursday, you have no problem with that.
None.
Here's what I have in mind. Then I can go to Camp David on Thursday afternoon. There's going to be a hell of a lot going around here Thursday afternoon. Do the damn radio thing. So this is the best time, the afternoon or noon.
Yeah. Noon on a weekday.
Great. All right. Thursday noon. I can do
it on Thursday morning.
Thursday morning. And then I can go the afternoon free. Perfect. And then go to Philadelphia from there. I definitely want to go by helicopter. I don't want to be in that plane with everybody. Everybody's all right?
Yes, sir.
Good.
And then back to Camp David.
Because we have to do another.
We do a radio on Saturday.
Yeah, no, it's okay. They get ready.
Okay.
And Tuesday, ready. I'm going to raise a question earlier in the economy, and that's just sort of the property tax relief. Really ought to be bid before the election. For open schools, yes, but. That's right. March.
tell you, without saying anything, without saying anything, at some point, why don't you call him in and just tell him everything's fine or something? Stop by his office, just stick your head in.
I don't have